Hello, all my beautiful cinnabar moths or any kind of moth you'd like to be. Today on the Writer's Triangle, I'm happy to announce our new writing competition. It is inspired by all of the fabulous writers on Twitter that participate in our hashtag Finish the Story. We've gotten some amazing flash fiction pieces over the past 6 months that we've been running the hashtag. And it has inspired me to want to publish these amazing stories in our e-zine, which has me really excited because I really do love writers. I just think they're so fabulous and creative and deserving of celebration and notoriety. And so much work goes into being a writer that's not celebrated. One of the aspects of being a writer that's not celebrated enough, it's celebrated somewhat, is flash fiction that writers produce on Twitter. There's basically tons of really great stories that have been written for free, published on the platform for free, and I'd like to see some of those authors being paid. I wish I could purchase every flash fiction story and reward every flash fiction story, but you know, I don't have unlimited resources. Like, my resources are finite. I wish that they were infinite because I absolutely would buy all of those flash fiction stories. And some of the hashtags that celebrate flash fiction, one of the most popular ones I think is VSS365 and VSS Daily. VSS Daily, I think, is mostly haikus, but I'm not sure. Check out the hashtag and investigate that on your own. And VSS365 is a specific writing prompt. I think it's usually a word. I don't know if it's ever a phrase. And if you use the hashtag, it gets put up into, you know, then it's searchable by that hashtag and gets celebrated under that hashtag. And our flash fiction on Twitter writing prompt is hashtag finish the story. And I came up with the finish the story hashtag as a way to promote the short stories and create engagement about for the e-zine, basically, on Cinnabar Moth and the website Cinnabar Moth Literary Collections. And I wasn't really expecting the interest and participation and engagement that the hashtag has created. And the website's doing amazingly well. It averages around 25,000 views per month. And you have a lot of that is returning people coming to read the e-zine, which is very exciting for me and very gratifying because I think the stories are amazing, which is why I published them. But it's another way to let authors and maybe authors named Arthur get out there and have their work seen and celebrated. I do think that by participating in these types of competitions and participating in writing hashtags on Twitter, it's a great way to gain followers and a great way to create content for your social media feeds, because these short stories can be populated. You can use the inspiration from Twitter and put them on TikTok. You can put them on Facebook. You can put them on Instagram or, you know, your YouTube channel. Whatever it is you're doing to promote yourself as an author, these prompts really do get you seen. They get you seen by the other writers who are participating in these prompts with you. They get you seen by the author of the prompts and everybody in their feed and their timeline. So I think writing these sort of short flash fiction pieces on Twitter is a great way to increase an author's profile and gain a following and gain interest in your writing about you as an author, about your writing specifically, and also get interest in you the person. I find it really interesting nowadays. It seems like writing a good book isn't enough anymore, that you also have to be an interesting person or somebody that has some sort of position in the world, if that makes sense. And my position that I've chosen to take is uplifting and supporting authors, especially authors who aren't in the mainstream and whose voices may go overlooked, and finding new and creative ways of supporting authors that I get to know on Twitter. And that's really what inspired this competition, and doing it monthly so that 12 authors will get published that otherwise I wouldn't have published, or I may not have seen. And in doing the hashtag Finish the Story, I've been able to get to know a lot of authors of flash fiction and really enjoy looking at their timelines, getting to know their writing styles, getting to know them as author, looking at their wider works. And the authors who have been participating regularly in Finish That Story, you'll be seeing short stories from them, full length, 3,000 to 3,500 words short stories from them in 2023. Because in getting to know them and through their participation in the Finish That Story hashtag and playing with me and taking the writing prompt and crafting stories, we've had dialogues and conversations about their writing, about their thinking about writing, about their characters, about their approach to this prompt, and how they applied, the phrase from the short story into creating a new story. So the Finish That Story prompt is, I look at the five or six short stories that we publish in, for example, in May's e-zine, and I find a phrase that speaks to me that I could write a piece of flash fiction about, and I use that as the prompt, and that phrase then gets put into a flash fiction piece and tweeted as a response to the prompt. So that's how the stories come about, and that's how I'm able to see all of them and read all of them and engage with all of them. And the authors who have participated regularly in this, I've started conversations with them and gotten to know them as people aside, in addition to, writers, but also getting to know their personality, getting to know their writing style, getting to know what their body of work is. And all of the regular participants have short stories coming out, full-length short stories coming out in 2023 with the e-zine. So I think participating in prompts is a great way to create a relationship and to create engagement and to get yourself known and to get yourself published. And the interesting thing about publishing is once you're published, it starts to snowball, right? Once you have one short story picked up or a piece of flash fiction picked up, that changes your query letter. It gives you something to punch it up and put in there. And it also gives you someone to ask for a blurb for your website. And I've written lots of blurbs for authors' websites because I've gotten to know the author through short story writing, through their short story writing. And I've approached authors and asked, hey, could you write a book or could you write an anthology from their submission of short stories to the e-zine, from their participation in flash fiction? One author in particular has a multiple, I'm not going to say their name because y'all know I like everyone to tell their own story, but there's one author in particular that our relationship started when they submitted a short story for our winter anthology that came out in December of 2021. And I just loved their writing style, and I got to know them on Twitter, and I really loved their political views. And that made me drawn to them, and we had some things in common in terms of art we liked and views on history, and we started having a conversation together about these views and about, how we see the world, and got to know each other. And I really enjoy their writing, and I started reading their other writing that had been published in other places and getting to know their back catalog, so to speak. And I was just enraptured with them. I just think they're one of the most awesome people ever in life. And that made me say, hey, what do you think about contributing a short story for the e-zine? And they were like, all for it. And they're like, sure, what's the prompt or what's the theme? And I shared the theme and they wrote a short story and I absolutely loved it. And I said, what do you think about, you know, writing a book? And do you have any book ideas that you're working on? Or do you have any, a book that you've written and you just haven't been able to find a home for? And that resulted in a 3-book deal with them for ideas that they have to have a development, a 3-book development deal. So these sort of relationships that are forged on social media, for me, some of them become deeply personal, intimate relationships where I really care about the author and care about their writing and care about their success and care about them as a person and start to work for ways to create opportunities for them. And that all started from, you know, responding to a short story, open call for short stories and engagement on social media. So when you're on social media, for me, I don't care about how many followers the author has. That's not my bag. That's not what I'm focused on. I think social media followings are really hit and miss. And I find that a lot of people, not everyone, okay, I'm not talking about everyone on social media, but I have found that a lot of people use controversy as a way to build a following on social media. And that's kind of a turnoff for me. I think some political conversations are really wonderful to have. I put my politics out there. And I think that's completely okay. I put my point of view out there and I think that's completely okay. But I don't just stream negativity. There has to be, for me, to enjoy a social media feed, there has to be a balance between the light and the dark. It can't be dark and heavy and angry all of the time because I just don't have the spoons for that every day. So I find that I won't engage with those social media accounts every day that have those types of feeds, but I do engage with them sometime. However, they're not going to be the accounts that I get to know the people behind. There are a few accounts that I have a personal relationship that have turned into that, but they weren't that at the start of their account type of thing. And for authors, I love authors who do flash fiction. I love authors who talk about their personal life. I love authors who support and celebrate other authors and are really interested in being a positive force in the writing community that uplifts and celebrates e-zines, publishers, bookstores, libraries, other writers, poets, genres that they wouldn't normally read, and talk about what books they read and celebrates the authors that they read. And that to me makes me really excited to get to know this person, because I'm like, wow, they're really supporting the community and they're being an awesome community member. And that motivates me to create opportunities for them. And as a publisher, I feel like that's the main thing that I do, is I create opportunities for writers and I celebrate writers. And the people that I want to be celebrating are those writers who speak to me, who get me interested, whose timeline is diverse and interesting and positive with some politics sprinkled in. I always like the politics to be a little bit sprinkled in because I have very strong political views and I try and support people who are like-minded. And I know that can be frowned upon and some people might feel that that's discrimination. It's not. It really isn't. I think everybody has biases, because biases is just another word for preferences. And it's easier for me, because for me, as being part of the LGBTQIA+ community, you have to be a supporter of the LGBTQIA+ community for me to feel comfortable publishing you and for me to feel like you're going to be a safe person for me and a safe person for our audience. And we're a majority Black-owned press, so you have to value Black lives and support Black Lives Matter, because I want you to be a safe person for our audience. It's not about saying somebody's right or wrong as a person. It's about saying what's right or wrong for our audience and the audience and following that we're trying to build. And as a publishing house, you do have to have an idea of who your audience is, and you do have to have an idea of who's going to be reading your books and who's going to be engaging with you on social media. And I feel a responsibility to those people. And I feel a responsibility to those people to have a safe space if somebody's disabled or chronically ill, a person of color, or part of the LGBTQIA+ community, to know that our timeline at Cinnabar Moth on Twitter is going to be a safe timeline for them to engage with. And I want them to know that all of our authors are going to be safe people for them to engage with. Because I view publishing someone's book as me personally endorsing them as a person, as an artist, as an author. And I take that responsibility very seriously, and I want every single person we've ever published for their timeline to be a safe space for anybody who follows us to follow them and engage with them and not ever have to deal with bias that is against their identity. Bias that's going to be triggering for them or trauma-inducing for them. That's not what I'm about. I'm about uplifting these marginalized voices and creating safe spaces for these marginalized voices. That's an important thing to consider. So when I'm looking at the people who are participating in the writing prompt and future people who are participating in the competition, Finish That Story, when I'm thinking about what story is going to win, it is 90% the story and 10% the author. So I'm looking and reading the story. Does the story speak to me? Is the story phenomenal? Would I want to publish the story? Am I excited about this story? And if the answer is yes, then I'm going to look at the author. I'm going to look at their feed and look and see what are they posting on their timeline. And if they're posting what I consider to be hate speech against the LGBTQIA+ community, I'm not going to publish them. So if you're not a friend of the LGBTQIA+ community, then probably not the competition for you. But if you are, and if you're supporting marginalized voices, then it's probably the competition for you. You have a shot in the dark. And the reason I'm putting this out there is I'm also wanting to be protective of writers' time and writers' creativity and writers' energy. And I think that social media can sort of be a time sink and an energy suck for a lot of authors, not knowing where do I put my energy? Where do I put my focus? What do I do to get myself out there? Because it can feel like, and I've experienced this myself, it can feel like shouting into an abyss and begging for attention. Like, hey, look over here, you know, give me a follow, pay attention to my timeline, give me a moment of your time. Because there are so many competing voices. How do you get your voice to stand out? How do you choose what relationships to cultivate and what relationships to give your energy to? That's a question that I ask myself, and that's where that like-mindedness comes in. And are they going to be interesting for me to engage in? Do they give me joy? Do I feel uplifted? Do I feel happy after engaging with them? Do I feel lighter? Do I feel interested while engaging with them? And I've met so many amazing authors that the answer is absolutely. And I enjoy my time on Twitter and I have so much fun. And I have this really close-knit group of authors that I engage with almost every day and almost every time I'm on Twitter. And I go outside of my everyday group and I look at what's in my timeline and I look at people that follow us and I try to diversify my engagement and make sure I'm uplifting and celebrating the artists and the poets and the authors and people that have other stuff going on, other zines that are out there and other indie publishers that are out there and indie bookstores and all the things in publishing and a little bit outside of publishing and amplify their voice by retweeting them, liking and engaging with their content. And that has forged a lot of really close-knit relationships. And that feeds me and gets me excited about going onto Twitter and gets me excited about engaging. And that's what made me so excited to start the competition with, you know, publishing a piece of flash fiction every month in the e-zine, because I'm engaging with all of these people and they're so exciting. It's so exciting for me, and they give me so much value added to my day and value added to, I feel like, my life and my mood. It's a quick pick me up, and it's fun, and it's entertaining, and it's brain candy. You know, these stories that these authors have written for, you know, the finish the story writing prompt. And it just, it's so exciting to me when I do a prompt to get on there and read the stories. And that's why a lot of them have full-length short stories coming out in 2023 as my thank you for creating that content and engaging with me, because I'm humbled and honored that they chose my prompt to write to. And I think everyone who does a writing prompt on Twitter or does something to promote engagement, anytime someone chooses to engage with your content, that person is worthy of celebration and acknowledgement. And that's what I'm focused on doing. Oh, and I meant to say, it also pays $25. I know that may not be a lot of money to someone, but for me, I've always been happy to give $25. And I've always been happy to receive $25. So if it doesn't feel like a lot of money to you, feel free to just, you know, pick a Kickstarter and give them the $25 that aren't meaningful to you. And to me, it felt like a large enough sum of money to be like respectful and say you are a professional writer. And the definition of professional is once you're paid to do something, you're a professional at that thing. Allowing people to have the pride of saying, I sold a story. And I know it's not life-changing money, but I do think it can start you on the path to getting life-changing money, because it gives you that entryway into publication. And I do look, when I'm looking at authors, I do look, do they have other publications? I don't do this for the e-zine, and I'm not doing this for the competition, but when it comes to publishing an author's book, I do look to see, do they have other publications? Because if they have other publications, I want to see, are they in line with our values as a press? Are they in line with my values as a person? Where did they publish, and what was it that they published? And also, because I'm a fan of their writing, if I'm at that point where I'm thinking of offering somebody a contract for publication, I'm a fan of the writing. I only publish books I enjoy reading, because I have to market them. And if I don't like the book, I don't know how to market it, kind of thing. And I think every press is like this, that they publish what they like, not whoever read the book, saw something in it, had a vision for marketing it, and felt excited about it. Reading short stories that authors have written, or blogs that an author blog, or, you know, their Medium page or what have you, whatever they have going on, is a great way for me to get to know authors and their point of view as an author and how they write and what genre is the best fit for them as an author. Are they going outside of their norm? Are they staying in their norm? What are they doing with the novel that they're writing? And all of this is sparked from, in some cases, from a piece of flash fiction on Twitter, and in other cases, from a short story submission for the e-zine, and we do an open call for that. And others, it's just through engagement on Twitter and just people I find interesting that spark, hey, I enjoy conversating with you, and you know, having this engagement and interactions on social media. So I, you know, go to their Twitter feed, I look at their pinned tweet, I look at the links that they have in their Twitter bio, and I click on some authors, I end up clicking on their author page and reading what they have there, and end up approaching them and asking them, hey, would you be interested in, you know, writing a book for publication on whatever date we had open at the time? Right now, we're not open for submissions. We're closed until January of 2024. But I'm sharing all of the different ways that I've connected with authors, along with, you know, promoting the new competition that we're doing starting in June. It's going to start June 1st. And you can reply to any of the Finish the Story prompt, every Finish the Story prompt that I've done in the history of the Finish the Story prompt. As long as it was a Cinnabar Moth Finish the Story, then I'll automatically see the story. And any story that is created after June 1st will be in the running for either a July or I think an August publication date, because I'm going to spend all of July reading through and talking with the team about which story wins and getting all of the author information and all of the business side of things that have to be done before we publish a story, even if it's flash fiction. And that has me just so excited about all of the new authors I'm going to meet and all of the flash fiction, all of the really great flash fiction I'm going to write. And I have greedy guts when it comes to good writing. I love reading good stories and I really enjoy reading. And I love authors and I want to celebrate them and I want to uplift them and I want them to feel seen, heard, and validated and know that writing is a valid choice and career for them to pursue. So that has me really excited about the competition, has me really excited about Twitter and social media and what we've been able to accomplish as a press on social media in terms of getting to know authors and celebrating authors and uplifting authors. And I just feel so lucky that I get to do this as a job, right? Like, what an awesome job to celebrate artists and to celebrate authors and be what I hope is more positive than negative thing in the world, and especially in the writing community, and having these bursts of creativity when it comes to how else can I support and celebrate authors, and what are some other ways that I can, different avenues that I can take to amplify voices and get people noticed and get people seen and shine a spotlight on them. And it feels really good to be at this place, because this is what I envisioned when I started the press, if you go back to, you know, our first episode of the podcast. And I'm seriously just so passionate and excited about this, and I hope y'all are too. I hope that I get to see lots of y'all out there, you know, liking the hashtag and finishing the stories and, you know, submitting. That's an easy, quick way, no muss, no fuss way to submit a piece of flash fiction, and then you get notified on Twitter, so everything's on the platform that you're already on. It feels just very nice, neat, tidy, easy, and the entry to me feels really open, because you can do any story from you can pick any of the prompts. It doesn't have to be the prompt of that week. It doesn't have to be the prompt from that month. It can be any prompt as long as it's a Finish That Story and it's written after June 1st. So between, you know, the 1st of June, 30 days has September, April, June. So I think June has 30 days, doing my little rhyme. You know, between the 1st and the 30th of June, that will be the cutoff point for the June entries. And then from the 1st to the 30th or 31st of July will be the cutoff for July. But there will be 12 stories, you know, every year. So this year, there will be, I think, 5 in 2022. Because I'm just starting it now. And the first month's in June and it publishes in August. But starting from 2023, it'll be 12 pieces of flash fiction. Because there'll be a piece accepted for every month. And I'm excited about it. I hope y'all are excited about it. Can't wait to read what y'all produce. And thank you for listening to this excited ramble. It's something I just literally published on Twitter. So forgive me if this episode was a little bit scrambled and hard to follow. You can always send me an email at submissions at cinnabarmoth if you want to find out more information. And I'll put all of the details down in the description of this video. Be sure to like and subscribe. And yeah, I'll talk to y'all later. Thank you so much to all of our beautiful cinnabar moths, or any kind of moth you want to be. Or you can even be a butterfly, but I'm not Mariah Carey. I'm not trying to bite her rhyme. And I'll talk to you soon. And I hope to read your stories. Bye.